So I want to make this video about the whole router ban thing. I've been watching for the last couple of weeks as it was sort of announced again. I'll say why I say again in a second. I've seen a lot of misinformation. I've seen a lot of misconceptions. I've seen a lot of just regurgitated wrong information. So I wanted to make a single point video that anyone searching for information regarding what's happening with the router ban can try and get some information about what is really happening. But considering this is another version of old people making laws about shit they don't understand, I'm going to get a little help. This time for my friend, Old Forrester. If you're serious about your aim, now what I love with shipments to weird dude with no little time. Oh crap.
See that? See?
Okay, so first and foremost, I'm talking about the foreign router ban. Now, this is actually something that started with the previous administration. As much as people like to turn this into a very charged political conversation, this started prior to the current administration, but post the current administration's first administration. So who cares who started it? The point is, it's happening now and it's happening today regarding foreign routers. Now, you might be asking yourself, what does a foreign router mean? Well, honestly, it means any router for your internet or ISP device and gateway, etc., that is made outside of the United States, which is currently all of them. So now these quotes are specific from the FCC or the Federal Communications Commission. It says, allowing routers produced abroad to dominate the U.S. market creates unacceptable economic, national security, and cybersecurity risks. Basically, they're saying we're dealing with a time right now where digital espionage, digital war, all that stuff, cyber war is real. Like, this is really happening. So there's concerns about, like, exposure to cyber attacks and such if these routers that are made abroad are then imported with these backdoor exposures or potentially harmful firmwares that are intended to basically, I guess, collect information and then compile that and send it off to something else. Like, that's the biggest fear, is these routers are now just buckets of information collectors, sorry, almost knocked over my bottle. Information collectors that can then be used for attacks, if you will. That's the real drive behind this particular ban. Now, what is currently affected by this? Well, what's good for sale right now is all existing models on the market today, and includes new manufacturing of existing models. So, for instance, everything you see in the store today, or that you can buy on Amazon, or at Micro Center, or Best Buy, or Walmart, or whatever, all of those models are currently grandfathered in for as long as they exist. So what that means is, if they make no changes to the hardware, they make no changes to anything that requires FCC validation and approval, can be sold indefinitely until changes happen where they have to then apply for FCC acceptance, if you will. We'll talk more about that in a second. That's not usually the case. Usually routers, because of Wi-Fi standards that change and protocol standards that can change, ISP needs that can change, obviously, with now fiber being a thing, right? Fiber boxes, all that. You're going to see these changes happen as models improve. They're rarely going to stay the same model number for more than a couple of years. So any existing model can continue to exist and be sold and imported with no implications whatsoever regarding this new ban until they change something, okay? All routers currently owned and operated can continue to be owned and operated. Could you imagine if this law was like, you gotta give your routers back, or they suddenly stop working? Like, that would be absolutely insane. So that is currently who's unaffected by this. Now, the FCC quotes, this action does not affect any previously purchased consumer-grade routers. Consumers can continue to use any router they have already lawfully purchased or acquired. I love that phrase, lawfully purchased, because I was like, who the hell would create a black market? You know what? I saw Steve's video about the black market GPUs, although that's the other direction, technically. That's a product that goes from China to the US and then can't go back to China, but whatever. This is about stuff coming from anywhere other than the US, which in this instance is going to be China. Nor does it prevent retailers from continuing to sell, import, or market router models approved previously through the FCC's equipment authorization process. So that's everything I just said, right? Everything that exists now and is already here, sold or not, is approved. Now, let's say you're the kind of person that's like, well, I've already got my new router, I've got my new gateway, I've got everything set up, I don't need to touch anything. Well, there are security vulnerability updates that happen all the time on routers. And if you never actually paid attention to it or ever updated any of your routers, you could be fully exposed right now and you probably wouldn't even know it. But the point is, these updates do exist. They exist for a reason, because routers are a central point of traffic and data going to and from whatever is connected to, specifically banks, hospitals, government buildings, stuff like that. Your home, you probably aren't worth hacking. Sorry, I know we all think we're the center of our own universe, but you are probably not worth hacking. But when it comes to like bank institutions and universities and stuff, routers and gateways are often the entry point for a lot of these kind of backdoor access to happen. Come March 1st, 2027, for all existing stuff that is grandfathered in, what's going to happen is you can no longer update those firmwares. No firmware is going to be allowed to be updated on any of the existing hardware. Now, I don't know if they're planning on revising this, because that's a year from now, a little less than a year from now. That's a long time. If they're worried about nefarious firmware and such on giving access intentionally for cyber sabotage and whatever, you just gave them like, hey, they got 11 months to get it in there. Right? So that sounds really secure and great. Now, this is purely speculation, but perhaps that year, because it's been about a year from the time that this was. So this is March 1st. Obviously, it's April now. All this kind of started making its way into the news almost a month ago. So that explains like the kind of like a 1 year date. We think maybe that 1 year is designed to give these router companies like, hey, you got a year to figure out how to pull your manufacturing into the US to be like not affected by any of this. But let's face it, the reality is, none of these companies that are making routers right now outside of the US are going to be making them in the US within a year. That is very unlikely. Very, very unlikely. That's the only reason we could think potentially there's a 1 year gap between the ban and then obviously when the firmware stuff goes into effect. So, or at least the announcement of the ban. But yeah, so that's all speculation though. It seems like an arbitrary number, but I'm sure there's a reason behind it, and we can't find the reason behind it. It's just the date they threw out there. But Jay, what about American-made routers? Well, there was Netgear. Netgear is an American company, but they have no existing American-made routers at all, period. And this has nothing to do with whether or not the company is American. It's like, let's say you got Asus, you got TP-Link, there's so many brands now, right? There's so many brands. They're all made and manufactured overseas. Even if it's an American company, that doesn't grandfather you in on any of this. It's where the product is being imported from, which is 100% of all consumer products. Consumer grade routers comes from overseas. Now, there are like some US based enterprise type routers, I guess, which are some brands I've never even heard of, like Adtran apparently offers American made routers. But this is enterprise level stuff. You're not going to go into Best Buy or Micro Center or Amazon and find these for consumer grade product. I mean, we're talking like major enterprise solution stuff for that. So, yeah, this truly does affect everybody. Now, what does this mean for the manufacturers of these routers currently? Like, they're not making them in the US, so what does the future look like? Well, any manufacturer wanting to sell a foreign router in the US must apply for a conditional approval from the Department of Homeland Security. If they get permission, then they can sell here. Department of Homeland Security is not an entity really designed to handle this type of workload, nor do they feel like they even truly understand this type of workload. Producers of consumer-grade routers that receive conditional approval from DOW or DHS can continue to receive FCC equipment authorizations. So if you've ever taken an electronic apart, whether it be a phone, hell, even a VCR, it all has FCC approval numbers on it. In fact, remember on the back of the phones, like Apple hated it, but they had to put the FCC logo on the back of the phone. They found a way to get away from that now. Now it actually like appears in the about info when you go to the phone. But every single electronic device that sends and receives signal has to be approved through the FCC. Adding a layer of DHS on top of this is going to make this pretty damn impossible. Probably not impossible, but still, it's not going to be convenient. Inconvenient enough to where I have a theory that many of these brands right now are just going to extend the life cycle, like of how long current models are considered current and being sold, until maybe protocols and ISP needs change to the point to where they're forced into going through this process. But I think we're just going to see kind of a halt of new models of routers and stuff coming out because of the fact that they're going to want to continue to sell to consumers. But they're not going to want to spend them because this is not a free process. This process is not free for going through all these approvals and stuff. They're charged for this. So I think the brands, to try and keep this as simple and easy as possible, are going to just elongate the life cycle of the current models. So entities that are not affected by this current ban would be industrial, enterprise, and military hardware. But that's because they already fall under stricter rules and regulations regarding that, for obvious reasons, because those are very, they have a lot of sensitive information going through there. Okay, so let's talk about ISPs real quick. ISPs are probably one of the biggest entities when it comes to dealing with mass quantities of gateways and routers and such because of the combo units. Years and years ago, when you ordered internet, you just got a modem, and then the signal to the modem and the modem back to the data center, that was all they were responsible for. Getting that signal to your computer and a router and a Wi-Fi or, you know, a wireless or whatever, that was on you. Like, and now power users like Phil and I, we like that. In fact, we always disable the built-in routing functions that come with the combo unit, and then we handle it ourselves. Like me, I have multiple switches in my home handling different speeds of internet. Like going to my office at home, I have 5 gigabit. Everywhere else in the home only has gigabit because they're just on like their phones and doing like, you know, social media surfing and stuff. I want the 5 gig because it's on my desktop, and Steam and downloading things at 2.5 gigabits while also surfing the internet is amazing. Just saying. But my point is, it doesn't bother me if they end up going back to just providing a modem, but it would bother the average consumer. And I think many of you watching this right now would also appreciate just a modem and let you handle the rest of it. But this video is a little less intended for you, and more about the passerby that's looking for information on what this ban means. And what this means is you might see ISPs go back to that because those combo units and those routers and modem combos are also affected by this. So we got to ask ourselves, what does this mean to the ISP? What is going to be the least inconvenient method for them to continue doing business without interruption? And we think that might be going back to just modems because modems are not affected by this. This is specifically routers and gateways. So if that happens, you got to ask yourself, like, what is an ISP capable of doing? Well, what they're capable of doing is potentially sourcing a million $40 cheap routers, getting DHS and FCC approval on it, and DOW approval, depending on which office they have to go through, and then saying, well, if you want to have a router in your home and have multiple computers and wireless connected, you got to buy our gateway, and now we're going to break that into an extra charge of, I don't know, $50 a month, something like that, which is what they used to do in the past. If you've been around long enough, you'll remember when if you got broadband, they tried to charge you extra if you connected your own router to it. You used to even have to say how many devices you were connecting to it because they wanted to try and charge you an upcharge based on how many devices you were doing. And there was always the fear is that if you connected your own router to it and disconnected their gateway and did your own router, they would charge you. People might be looking at me right now like, Jay, what the hell are you talking about? That is absolutely the way it happened in the late 90s and early 2000s when DSL came out and then cable internet. It is, if anyone that was a subscribed to Time Warner knows exactly what I'm talking about. That's exactly how they did it. We might see that model come back again because it's an opportunity for them to say, well, the government's doing blah, 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 so we have to do it this way, but it's actually a manipulative model allowing them to now pass more cost on to you, more than they're going to be incurring. So we already know how terrible the ISPs are in the US, and this almost seems like an opportunity for them to take advantage of us when they don't have to. But again, that's all speculation, but I'm calling it on this day. If this happens in the future, just know Jay called it. All right, guys, that's how it affects you. At the end of the day, you're probably not going to notice anything until you can't update your firmware and you can't. You're going to be able to go buy new routers and such. I think these companies are going to go through the process. I just think for a while, you're not going to see any new stuff really popping out. So, and if you're the kind of person that doesn't update your firmware anyway, enjoy your Trojan. I don't know. All right, guys, there you go. Does this feel like a whole lot of hoopla Does this feel like a whole lot of fear mongering, or does this seem like something that is like truly needed to happen? Like, this started years and years ago. It just now is coming up. So again, all right, guys, thanks for watching. Sign up in the comments below if you think this is a true security move, or you think that this is just some